Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, April 10th, 2019. On this day in 1925, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald was first published in New York City. After the deadly attack of a fan of Union Berlin Football Club in February, a suspect has finally been arrested. According to police reports, the arrest warrant against the 29-year-old man was executed on Tuesday morning in Finsterwalde, Brandenburg. The investigations had been conducted jointly by the Brandenburg State Criminal Police Office and the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office. The 29-year-old had been transferred to Berlin. Supposedly, he was arrested because he is already known by the security authorities as violent. The 19-year-old Union fan Carl M. was stabbed to death on February 9th in a supermarket parking lot on Stahlheimerstrasse in Prenzlauer Berg. He later died in hospital. The police searched for the perpetrator with short video clips from a grocery store camera. In newspaper reports, it was said after the crime that the perpetrator had attacked the 19-year-old for wearing an Union Berlin football badge. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office assumes that threatening emails with right-wing extremist content sent nationwide originate from at least two perpetrators. After a man was arrested in Schleswig-Holstein last week, another suspect emerged recently. Public prosecution spokesman Martin Steltner confirmed that there was a threatening email sent to Attorney General Margarete Koppers. The mail was sent on Sunday evening and is directed against Koppers and the Cologne lawyer Mustafa Kaplan. An alleged group under the name Staatsstreichorchester or Coup Orchestra is demanding 100 million euros in the cryptocurrency Monero. Otherwise, a new terrorist group will carry out attacks on Jews, Muslims, left-wing politicians, and journalists. Steltner told the news agency DPA that the group is known from other mails. This suspect, whom neither age nor nationality has been disclosed, is to be transferred to a prison in the capital. Investigators attribute the more than 200 right-wing extremist threatening emails to him, among others with the sender National Socialist Offensive, or NSO. Berlin is in charge of the investigation. According to the Public Prosecutor's Office, this is about disturbing public peace by threatening to commit crimes. So far, the prosecution had assumed a man acting alone. The Stiftung Preußischer Kulturbesitz, or SPK, Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation, intends to use a series of measures to make its offerings more visitor-friendly in the future. The Berlin State Library and the Ibero-American Institute, for example, intend to abolish the fees for library cards for an initial period of 2 years as of October 1, 2019. According to Barbara Schneider-Kempf, Director General of the Staatsbibliothek zu Berlin, the lost income will be counterfinanced by a special grant from the budget of the State Minister for Culture and Media. At the same time, the opening hours are to be extended. The reading rooms will be open from Monday to Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. The changes come after a detailed analysis and evaluation of visitor and user behavior. According to Foundation President Hermann Potzinger, the new policy is a first step towards more service and towards visitors. He continued that, quote, "We are striving to expand this and are planning further improvements at all locations." According to a survey, Bremen, Hanover, and Leipzig are the most bicycle-friendly German cities with more than 500,000 inhabitants. This is the result of the bicycle climate test of the Allgemeinen Deutschen Fahrradklub, or the ADFC, presented in Berlin on Tuesday. However, the feeling of safety and the joy of cycling has declined nationwide. Berlin only received a grade of 4.27, corresponding to a D- in the American system. Nevertheless, the results improved slightly compared to the previous survey. 4,546 Berliners took part. From September to November of 2018, the ADFC received feedback from around 170,000 cyclists from all over Germany for its test. This was a new record participation after around 120,000 responses to the last survey in 2016. The bicycle climate test is not representative, but is regarded as a mood barometer. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.